From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. U.S. President Donald Trump met Russian President Vladimir Putin on the sidelines of the G20 summits Friday.
We look forward to a lot of very positive things happening for Russia, for the United States, and for everybody concerned.
Trump confronted Russian President directly over Moscow's meddling in the 2016 presidential campaign, though Putin denied involvement. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said Trump had accepted Putin's assurances that Russia didn't meddle in the U.S. election. However, Secretary Rex Tillerson said the two leaders agreed to continue the discussion with the intent of eventually securing a promise from Russia not to meddle in U.S. affairs in the future. The United States and Russia have also reached an agreement on a ceasefire in southwest Syria. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson explained why he thought this new agreement would succeed where others had failed.
This de-escalation area was agreed. It's well-defined. Agreements on who will secure this area. A ceasefire has been entered into. And I think this is our first indication of the U.S. and Russia being able to work together in Syria.
Tillerson said both countries wish to see Syria become a stable nation. Hamburg police say 196 officers have been injured during 2 days of clashes with anti-globalization activists who are protesting the Group of 20 summit in Germany. City officials would not provide a comparable figure for injured protesters. While most of the thousands of demonstrators convening at the G20 were peaceful, some lit fires Friday night on the streets of the city's Schanzenviertel neighborhood. For updates, follow VOA News on social media. This is VOA News. Leaders from the United States, South Korea, and Japan have urged the United Nations to speed up the implementation of sanctions against North Korea following the country's July 4th intercontinental missile launch. President Donald Trump discussed North Korea with Russian President Vladimir Putin when they met Friday at the G20. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says Moscow has a slightly different view of the situation with Pyongyang, but is equally committed to a peaceful resolution.
Russia's official policy is the same as ours, a denuclearized Korean peninsula. And so I think here again, there is a difference in terms of view around tactics and pace. And so we will continue to work with them to see if we cannot persuade them as to the urgency that we see.
Tillerson said the U.S. was committed to a peaceful resolution because few options remain. A United Nations conference adopted an international treaty banning nuclear weapons on Friday, but the world's nine nuclear powers boycotted the proceedings. The adoption of the treaty comes in the same week that nuclear tensions have escalated on the Korean Peninsula, highlighting the urgency of the issue. Reza Najafi, Iran's ambassador to the IAEA, said his nation was committed to a nuclear-free world.
We consistently supported the realization of the objective of the total elimination of nuclear weapons, as in our view, it is the only absolute and viable guarantee against the use or threat of use of nuclear weapons.
The UN ambassadors of Britain, France, and the United States issued a joint statement after the vote, saying their governments do not intend to sign, ratify, or ever become party to the treaty. Quote, therefore, there will be no change in the legal obligations on our countries with respect to nuclear weapons, end quote. Islamic State militants have launched a counterattack in Mosul, Iraq, following advances made by armies fighting the jihadist group in the city. Militants launched counterattacks in the old city of Mosul and in a village south of the city, killing several people, including two Iraqi journalists covering the battle. An attack along the northern edge of the old city has pushed the Iraqi army back about 75 meters. An alleged top human trafficker arrested in South Sudan has been handed over to Somalia for prosecution. The Somali government says the man, identified as Abdul Qadir Omar Abdullah, headed a trafficking network in South Sudan that helped smuggle thousands of people across East Africa to Libya. Abdullah was wanted on charges of trafficking and alleged abuses against the people in his network for smuggling, including rape and murder. For in-depth coverage, visit voanews.com 24 hours a day. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.